It's time for Business Profits in the Real World, where we bring you Long Island and the New York Metro's most successful business owners, sharing how you too can bring your business to among the most profitable in your industry. Now, your host, business profitability visionary and CPA, Michael Kessler.
Good afternoon. We've got a great show for you today on Business Profits in the Real World, where we bring you Long Island and the New York Metro's most successful business owners, sharing how you too can bring your business to among the most profitable in your industry. I'm Mike Kessler, and you can reach me directly by email at michael.kessler@cpa.com. And if you too want to challenge the status quo to get your business creating the results you've always dreamed for you and your family, visit our website, www.michaelkesslercpa.com, or call us directly at 516-449-2852. So as business owners, we know that cash is as critical a fuel for our business as gasoline is for our car. Sure, we feel great when we make the sale, but then our clients actually have to pay us in order for us to realize profitability, and all uncollected sales dollars are what we call profit leaks, because they leak before they ever reach the bottom line, and obviously profits will not be what we envisioned at the moment we made the sale. So to continue this discussion, I'm pleased to welcome our guest on today's show, coming to us from New York City. She's Jocelyn Nager, Esquire, who is the managing partner and driving force behind Frank Goldstein and Nager PC, a law firm devoted exclusively to the prevention and collection of bad debt. Jocelyn has been with the firm for more than 20 years in this specialized law practice, which is AV rated by Martindale Hubbell. Founded in 1940, Frank Goldstein and Nager is the oldest commercial collection firm in New York State. Jocelyn has served on the board of the International Association of Commercial Collectors and the Executives Association of New York City. Both Jocelyn and the firm have received numerous awards for her work in credit and collections. The awards include winner of the Dina Coy Entrepreneur of the Year in 2009, Bronze Stevie winner for Company of the Year in 2013, Credit Excellence Award in 2013, and Smart CEO winner of Small Business Service Area Awards 2015, and many more. Jocelyn and her firm represent clients in various industries, including accounting, insurance, manufacturing, wholesale and distribution, and many others. Jocelyn and the firm have an excellent reputation and high rate of recovery. Collections is not a one-size-fits-all industry, and Jocelyn's team knows it. The firm's velvet glove approach, almost entirely female staff, has proven effective, producing high recovery rates while maintaining the integrity of the client base. Their flexible fee arrangement reduces outside counsel and counsel spend, thereby reducing internal costs and allows company employees to concentrate on profitable tasks. Jocelyn lives on the Upper West Side with her two daughters. Jocelyn Nager, great to have you on Business Profits in the Real World. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Michael. It's a pleasure to be here.
And it's a pleasure to have you. Jocelyn, so can you share a bit about how you got started? And we met a few months ago, and I must admit I'm fascinated. How did you enter this particular area of law practice? Can you share with us, Jocelyn?
Sure, Michael. It was actually by chance. I didn't grow up planning to be a collection attorney, but what happened to me was after I passed the bar, I was looking for a new position, a legal position, and answered some ads in the New York Law Journal, the classified ads. Many for commercial litigation associates. I figured, sure, I could do that, no problem. Turned out that I joined a firm as a very young associate, and it was actually a collection firm. So I was in court every day in the morning, had arbitrations, motions, a lot of experience, and did paperwork in the afternoon and made collection calls. And after 9 months, I moved on to another firm, and it's actually this firm. It was then Frank Berger and Goldstein. I interviewed, and I was hired as a young associate. That was almost 25 years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, I'm in this field a long time, Michael.
It doesn't sound like it to me, Jocelyn. You're certainly...
Thank you.
Now, so you're actually the managing partner now. Boy, that's quite a story. So I know you focus, Jocelyn, on, you know, not only collecting, but preventing bad debt. Can you tell us a bit about how you do both for your clients?
Absolutely. We have some clients who initially joined us as collection clients. So they had accounts receivable, and they would place them with our firm. We would have a process whereby we would make a demand on the debtor, We would try to collect it without suit, arbitration, or litigation if we could do so. And if not, we would move it to the next step. But I found with many of these clients that their receivables were actually a result of something going wrong in their business process. Mm-hmm. So I had approached a few clients and I asked them whether or not they would be acceptable or would be acceptable for me to go in and analyze their business process. And what I found was many of the receivables were as a result of either doing business with the wrong clients or a breakdown somewhere in the process from sales to invoicing and collection. Mm-hmm. So now I go into businesses and I assess their business process and I come up with changes to credit policies and develop collection policies if they need that.
Yeah, that's really great. I learned something on that one.
Thank you. What happens is when the clients make minor changes, they're able to do business with better payers.
Right.
And their receivables are not as aged. They're able to collect whatever receivables they have in a shorter period of time.
Yeah.
They can't collect them and they place them with us. They're more collectible for us to actually go after.
I understand. Okay, good. That's really great. So, you know, we said at the top, Jocelyn, you have a velvet, I love that velvet glove approach. And I have to mention it because it's in your bio, almost entirely female. How does that translate to drive results you achieve for your clients? Can you give us a little background on that, Jocelyn?
Sure. The almost exclusively female staff is actually by accident, quite honestly.
Oh.
I do have some men that work for me, but we have found that with the firm's approach, which is a hands-on, good communication skills are a must. And people enjoy speaking with a female voice, or so we like to believe.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is when we pick up the phone, myself included, and we speak with the delinquent customer, our first question to them is, how would you like to pay? So we start a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more of a story. It's not an accusation where or a criticism. It's more of a communication. We listen. We know the account in advance of calling the customer. We understand the issues, and this way we can have a meaningful conversation with the goal of moving it towards resolution,
right.
Whether settlement, if that's not possible, payment in full, or if the debtor, the delinquent customer, refuses to pay, then we make it clear that we're going to recommend to our client and what the client's rights are.
Yeah. Yeah, and I must admit, we met by you coming up and starting a conversation. We met at an event in June in New York City, and you came up and were very engaging, and right away I could tell that you were, you know, had something different going on. So that was really great. I saw
Thank
that firsthand. So, Jocelyn, clients are always, I find clients quite reluctant to pay for services, but generally speaking, clients are happy to pay for results. In the couple minutes we have left before the first segment ends, can you just give us, what's your revenue model? And I assume you get paid based on results for your clients. Can you share a little bit with that with us, Jocelyn?
Sure. When we take on an account, the first thing that we do is we'll assess collectability, and I'll talk more about that later on.
Mm-hmm.
But if we believe a claim to be collectible, that there are assets, there aren't too many creditors in line, that our client wouldn't be one of many, then we would handle the case on a contingency fee, meaning we get paid from a portion of what's collected.
Mm-hmm.
We do some hourly work for clients. Some clients prefer hourly billing as opposed to contingency fee, which is based upon results.
Uh-huh.
And we do have other claims in which our clients, although they understand a claim may not be collectible, that they wish to pursue nonetheless. And on those, we have a different model, maybe a hybrid fee arrangement where it's an upfront non-contingent suit fee as against an overall fee on the back end.
Mm-hmm.
We do have other claims where a client may not be here in New York, but their contract requires them to litigate, mediate, or arbitrate here in New York. And those, if the debtors, the delinquent customers, don't have assets here in New York, we would handle those on an hourly fee arrangement.
Mm-hmm.
And that is because in order to collect on a claim, we need to be able to identify assets here in New York.
Right.
Yes. If there are assets here in New York and the claim appears to be collectible, it's generally contingency fee. If not, it's an alternate fee arrangement.
Yeah, so it's a lot of knowledge of the system and how it works and how you can, how you can really approach each specific situation. That's why you say it's not one size fits all.
That's exactly right. And we do examine each claim. We do that in-house.
Right.
We encourage clients to do the same.
Yeah. So when we come back, finishing up the first segment here, we'll get into more detail with Jocelyn on her business and how she helps her clients. So back after this with Jocelyn Nager, managing partner of Frank Goldstein and Nager, right after this.
Are longing to stray right through the...
You're listening to Business Profits in the Real World. Now, back to your host, Michael Kessler.
Back with you here today on Business Profits in the Real World with Jocelyn Nager, managing partner of Frank Goldstein and Nager, collections law firm. And Jocelyn, what about your approach to different industries? You say it's not one size fits all, and we talked a little bit about that before, but can you share some examples of how you might approach and contrast the different industries for us? Is it, how is it different in contrast those? Can you do that for us, Jocelyn?
Sure, Michael. Thanks for asking that question. That's a great question. Mm-hmm. Every industry has its own specific issues. So let's take, for example, a client that manufactures goods and then sells and delivers the goods. When we work on a case that involves goods sold and delivered, we find defenses or issues that the debtors, the non-paying customers, will raise are generally the same. It could be that the goods were non-conforming or they did not arrive timely, they were damaged. There are issues when it comes to how the goods were shipped, who bears the risk. And we have familiarity with those cases and can anticipate the defenses in a specific industry. Another example would be the accounting industry, where clients may claim non-payment based upon issues that the work was not performed correctly, or the accounting firm didn't uncover certain facts or complete the reports properly. Mm-hmm. Could be in the elevator industry where the elevator malfunctioned. So each industry has its own defenses, possible defenses, and most of them are bogus defenses.
Mm-hmm.
So familiarity helps us quite a bit in pushing forward and moving towards resolution, which is ultimately payment for our clients.
Yeah, and I'm sure you've heard every story in the book.
You'd be surprised. Even after 25 years, occasionally a new one comes up.
Yeah, just when you thought you'd heard everything, something else comes up. That's
very creative.
That's so good. So, Jocelyn, you mentioned New York, obviously. What geographic areas do your clients come from? You have any limitations? Can you go into that a little bit for us, Jocelyn?
Sure. We actually have clients from all over the world. Generally, our clients have claims against businesses in New York, or as I had mentioned before, the clients may have a contract with their customer which would provide for them to arbitrate, mediate, or litigate here in New York.
Mm-hmm.
We receive claims from other attorneys and other companies that may have a judgment against a New York company. They may have sued in another state and now need to enforce it here in New York, or they may have a claim against debtors, delinquent customers worldwide, and they'll use this as a legal agency where we would make a demand on the customer, call, as I said, how would you like to pay, see if we can resolve it here, and if not, then we would forward the claim to an attorney in the debtor state or in their country.
Mm-hmm.
Having served on the board of the IACC, the International Association of Commercial Collectors, and in this industry for a while, I have a network of attorneys who I work with.
Yeah, that's really terrific worldwide. Going back a minute, Jocelyn, I'm envisioning this as you're speaking here. I'm envisioning this. Maybe there are certain cases in certain industries. Maybe I'm wrong. That might keep you on retainer and like at the ready, and you're constantly doing work for certain clients. Is that possible? Do you do that, Jocelyn? Just as a
yes, we have some clients that are actually refer a case or two a year. They don't have a large volume of cases, but they send them to us on an as need basis. Mm-hmm. And we have other clients that forward claims either daily or weekly.
Right. Yeah. That's That's great, and that's where you get into the debt prevention, some of the procedures you mentioned before, with that much contact. And Jocelyn, we've talked a little bit off the air about some of your educational events. You do an awful lot of education of business owners and creditors alike. Can you share some of that with us? And if you have any upcoming events, I'd be glad to let people know here. But maybe just give us a little background on that, Jocelyn, if you don't mind.
Oh, sure. Michael, most of the events are educational. I will go in either in-house to a client or into an association and discuss with the business owners themselves as to how they can increase profitability, increase the bottom line by tightening up their credit policies and establish collection policies, how they can pre-screen clients, what they can do in-house, including tips and suggestions to collect the most that they can from their receivables. I'm currently working on a series of articles for the CFO Corner that will be in the CPA Journal, New York State Society of CPA publication. I have an article that's coming out in the Trusted Professional next month.
No, great.
I'm always speaking for industry groups. An example is in the spring I spoke for the Air Conditioning Association and LMNOP, which is an educational association for architects and design professionals.
Right. Yeah, that's really great. Yeah, no, you're a great speaker. I mean,
I can vouch
for that. Jocelyn, so you've and now you're managing partner of a very successful business, and you mentioned how you started and worked your way up. So you know what it takes to stay on top of your industry. Can you share your best advice? We got about 3 minutes left here in the show. Can you share your best advice for business owners who might be listening and how they can do it too, Jocelyn? Would you mind?
Oh no, not at all. It's a lot of hard work, and as business owners know, it's always hard work, but my suggestions would be to network in and outside of your industries.
Mm.
Volunteer on committees. Join, if you can, a board that's either in or out of your industry. You'll learn a lot from other members, and you'd be surprised how much it can help you and you can help others. I would suggest that you stay on top of pertinent changes that affect not only your industries, but your clients' industries. You need to know what's going on in your clients' industries, so this way the clients understand and know that you're there for them and you're a resource. I would suggest speaking, writing, reading. I write a weekly blog on debt collection, which includes credit policy and collection policy, collection tips.
Right.
But most important, you need to deliver the best service or product that you can.
Yeah.
You need to be true.
Yeah. No, that's really great. So we've got a little extra time. How about giving us a success story or two? We've got about 2 minutes left. A success story or two, Jocelyn, obviously without announcing, revealing any names or betraying any confidence of kind of results you've delivered for your clients. I mean, is this in the tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands collections? How do you, can you quantify that for us, Jocelyn, a little bit?
Sure. Each industry has a separate rate of collection. So we may collect 50 cents on every dollar in one industry while claims in another industry may be more collectible, and that's generally tied to the type of business and the type of client base in that specific industry. So, for an example, we have a very well-known elevator client that's an elevator contractor, and they work on small buildings as long as large buildings here in in New York City, commercial buildings. They're generally hired by the managing agent, but they're paid by the owners of the building. So their collection rate, let's say, would be based upon the building owner itself. So if they're doing business with a building that's flush, we can get a better return on their claim than we could with, let's say, a smaller building that's not as capitalized.
Right.
We have some very interesting cases going on right now where we have actually this client filed a mechanics lien. We've decided not to foreclose on the lien, but go ahead and sue just for the monies that are owed.
Mm-hmm.
We've had many experiences with this particular owner, so we know exactly how to handle the case to bring it to fruition.
Yeah, that's terrific. Boy, this has been, Jocelyn, this has been a wonderful, wonderful conversation. I want to thank you, Jocelyn, for coming on Business Profits in the Real World and taking time out of your busy day. We appreciate it, Jocelyn. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome, and great to have you. And if you'd like to learn more about how Jocelyn Nager and the people at Frank Goldstein and Nager can recover your lost profitability and bring it back to your bottom line, call them directly at 212-686-0100. That's 212-686-0100. And for great resources on debt collection and prevention for your business, visit their website at www.ffgnesqs.com. I'm Mike Kessler, and you can reach me directly by email, michael.kessler@cpa.com. And if you, too, want to challenge the status quo to get your business creating the results you've always dreamed for you and your family, visit our website at www.michaelkesslercpa.com. That's www.michaelkesslercpa.com. Or call us directly at 516-449-2852. I'm Mike Kessler. Special thanks to our guest, Jocelyn Nager, and we'll be back next week right here on Business Profits in the Real World. Have a profitable week, everybody. And fun.